You're listening to Consider This, episode 283, for March 2nd, 2020.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are. Welcome to this award-winning podcast of conservative commentary. This is Consider This, and I'm Doug Payton with a promise that we'll be done with this episode in just 10 minutes or less. To get your voice or just your words here, stop by the website considerthis.ctpodcasting.com/feedback. You can get the phone number and email address there, and if you don't want to bother with those, there's a form right there to send me your message. Easy peasy. That's CT as in coronavirus training. Some ideas about being prepared but not panicked. And a lesson for Chris Matthews. That's coming up. Hey there, Jen Lynn. I saw that. You liked the Consider This Facebook page, which, if I may say, was a smart move on your part. Enjoy the crowd, and let's hear your comments on the articles I share there between episodes. It's closing down popular venues, cities, and maybe even countries. It's caused an explosion of sales of medical masks and had a major impact on the world economy. I speak, of course, of the coronavirus. While it got its start in China and where the vast majority of cases and deaths have occurred, new cases have been occurring in countries at an alarming rate. And no matter what statistics I write up for this episode, they'll be completely out of date by the time this episode hits your podcast player. Listener Nancy, who is also a college friend of mine, messaged me about this. She was wondering if this topic would be a good one for the show without sounding like I'm walking around with a sign that says the end is nigh. At the same time, she sees these videos about people being let off cruise ships in Tokyo that have been quarantined, but some folks might still carry the virus. Or the one about quarantines at the U.S. Miramar Air Force Base in California, where people can go outside and get some fresh air or play soccer, upwind of civilians. And there's the question of whether China is giving us the whole story on the numbers, or even if a country like Iran would be up front as well. This isn't really a conservative issue, and not even a political issue, although I wonder how a government of any country would handle it in order to not be seen as losing control and losing face. I have more faith in our government, no matter which party was in charge. But as fast and as far as this outbreak has been moving, what can you do? Well, here's a little public service segment for you. A few years ago, my family and I took some advice and bought a bunch of those dehydrated meals and stashed them in the basement. The advice is that you should have at least 3 days' worth of food in case of some disaster, with the idea that within that time, governments, whether national, state, or local, will have at least restored basic functioning to either get services back up or let you know when they will be. Maybe that's doomsday-ish, but it's not a bad idea to go ahead and do some Googling for these kinds of survival meals. They claim they last for around 25 years, and if nothing happens, hey, you get some cheap and easy camping food. And you may want to buy a little more than just for your household in case there are others who didn't prepare. Do I think it'll come to that for the coronavirus? Not that I'm any sort of expert, but right now I'd say not really. The number of new cases in China seems to be slowing, and a tweet I saw from a journalist said that the virologists he's been talking to figure that while the virus will spread to most countries, those that do get it will have a few symptoms before it passes. The same categories of people need to be careful about the coronavirus, the very young, the very old, and the sick, as with the seasonal flu, so consider this too. There are other things you could do to be generally prepared, but food is certainly very high on any list you might make. In the meantime, wash your hands, don't... get that out. Don't panic, and just keep one eye on the news. On the night of the Nevada caucuses, it looked like Bernie Sanders was running away with it, which he was. Over on MSNBC, Brian Williams threw it over to Chris Matthews for his analysis of what was going on. Matthews said that Bernie had done well that night, and basically at that point of the night, the race was over in Nevada. To give it a little more rhetorical flourish, he made a historical reference that he thought Williams would appreciate. Hey, it's over.
He got more than a majority, more than a majority of that 67%. That is the name of the game. It is pretty much over unless that changes. I was reading last night, Brian, I know you're a history guy too. I'm reading last night about the fall of France in the summer of 1940. And the general, Renault, calls up Churchill and says, it's over. And Churchill said, how can it be? You got the greatest army in Europe. How can it be over? He said, it's over. So I had that suppressed feeling.
So what's he saying? Well, he's using a famous phone call from World War II to suggest that indeed it's over, regardless of how unlikely that may sound. No big deal. But of course, someone did make a big deal out of it. Those who did connected the dots from Churchill in England getting a call in 1940 from Renault talking about France about to fall to the Germans, who were commanded by, here it is, Hitler. No overt Nazi references at all in Matthew's reference, but the big guns on Twitter, those with a blue check mark meaning their identity has been verified, called for him to be fired because Sanders is Jewish. I think that's totally unfair, as if any reference to the early 1940s is not allowed anywhere within 30 yards of a Jewish person. To Chris Matthews, I can only say, welcome to our world. Republicans are routinely called Nazis, be they Gentile or Jew, typically with the same faulty reasoning as your situation, where it is a badge of honor. Well, never mind. A few days later, he started his show with this.
Before getting into tonight's news, I want to say something quite important and personal. As I watched the one-sided results of Saturday's Democratic caucus in Nevada, I reached for an historical analogy and used a bad one. I was wrong to refer to an event from the last days, or actually the first days of World War II. Senator Sanders, I'm sorry for comparing anything from that tragic era in which so many suffered.
No word if he's planning on apologizing for more explicit comparisons of Trump to Nazis by him and many of his Democrat friends. Have you been called a Nazi? Are you already prepared for any sort of problem? Do you think the coronavirus will be a big deal or not? Let me know what you think by calling me, emailing me, or finding me on social media. How? Well, hit the website, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, to find out all that and more. Let's stay safe out there, live your life, and consider this.